glad I know who he is today. I'm glad he knows who I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Bible for the Matthew chapter number 1. For years growing up, I knew about who he was, but I didn't know him. I've heard all the stories, and I've heard all the messages. I've seen all the flannel graphs, and seen all the object lessons in Sunday school. I knew about who he was, but I didn't know him. I'm glad at 19 years old, on New Year's Eve, I can walk away saying, I'm glad I know him. I don't just know who he is, I know him. Amen. Personally, thank God. Got your back Bible in Matthew chapter number 1, say amen. Keep your Bibles out just for a few minutes tonight to share a thought with you. Lord gave me today. I struggled back and forth with a couple of different things, this and another thing. And you may get to other things Sunday, I'm not sure. But I want you to look at Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 18. We'll read a few verses of Scripture. The Bible said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, that kind of means they was engaged, if you understand. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Before they came together, this means before they had a marital relationship. I know you know what that means. Then Joseph, her husband, let's see, did I skip some? Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah for that. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, for she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. We'll talk about Joseph just for a few minutes tonight. The man God chose to raise his son. Can you imagine what an honor?
Woo!
Yes, sir.
God looked out through all the earth.
Amen.
Or through that whole Hebrew nation, if you will. That had literally thousands of men that he could have chosen. And he chose Joseph to raise his son. If I was about to have a baby boy and I didn't have the ability to raise him and I had to pick the man to raise my son, that'd be a hard job.
Amen.
So Joseph must have been a pretty good fellow
for
God to have handpicked him. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And you don't think about Jesus much. We think about Jesus as a baby. We think about Jesus as a man, as a sacrifice, and then a risen Savior, right? We don't think about those unrecorded years that we don't know very much about. We don't find him after this virgin birth till he's in the temple. We don't see him again. We miss all that from 1 to 12 or whatever it was. But you understand Jesus was a boy? Jesus grew up just like any other kid. And Joseph was the man chosen to raise him. And I'm sure he had a great part in helping form Jesus as who he was. He grew up just as a man like any of us did. He was as much man as he was God, remember? Somebody said something to me this week on the phone, and I lost it. I never thought about this in all my life. He said, do you think Jesus had a normal childhood? I said, yes, as much as possible I think he did. I think he had a normal childhood. He said, do you think he played? I said, sure he did. I'm sure he played. He was a normal boy. A supernatural, but a normal boy. And here's what the fellow said, and I like the fellow in the floor. He said, do you know how hard it would have been to play games with Jesus? He said, I bet nobody wanted to play hide and seek with Jesus. Because he already knew where he was. He said, said, I bet nobody wanted to play a guessing game with Jesus. Never thought about anything like that before. It just struck me kind of funny. I guess they wouldn't ever let him be the one that counts and hurts them. Amen. But Joseph was a father to Jesus. Yeah. Maybe we could say it this way, a stepdad.
Yeah.
And I believe he was an excellent one.
Yeah.
And God knew that before he chose him.
Amen.
But I want to look at something about Joseph tonight. And what I want to look at reminds me of a man in the Old Testament. One of my favorite Old Testament characters is also a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph is known for the most part as a what? A dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer. But yet when we find the greatest dreamer in the Old Testament, his name is Joseph. Then we find the greatest dreamer in the New Testament, and his name is also Joseph.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with dreaming.
Amen.
Young people, you ought to have a dream. That's what the Bible said. We ought to dream dreams. The older you get, the smaller your dreams get. Am I right about it? Remember when you were young, your dreams were for the moon, man. And as you get older, thank God for them visions. Amen. But you ought to have a dream. I've had many dreams. And you know the greatest thing about dreaming? Is when they come true.
Oh, yeah.
When those dreams become a reality. I remember the day I laid in the bed, and not a physical dream, but you know what I'm talking about, dreaming. And I dreamed of having 100 people in our church. That was about as big as I could dream or ever hope for. I didn't see myself ever pastoring over 100 people and didn't know if I could do that. I know with God we can do all things. And I remember dreaming that. I remember laying there and dreaming that. And the Lord brought it to pass. And it wasn't a very long time before the Lord packed that little building out. And I thought, wow, that dream came true. I'm going to dream another one. So I dreamed another one, and it came true. I dreamed another one, and it came true.
Yeah.
Amen. You ought to have dreams for your life.
Yeah.
You ought to have dreams for your children.
Yeah.
If you don't reach for the stars, you're never going to hit one. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to look at Joseph's dream just for a few minutes tonight. I won't keep you long. But I want you to look at verse number, where we picked up right here. Verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, watch these next two words, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want you to notice, first of all, that Joseph's dream was a dream that brought peace. Joseph's dream was a dream that brought peace. He was about to put her away, privately. He was about to go and hide her somewhere and save her from the embarrassment of an unwed mother. But the angel of the Lord came in a dream and gave peace to Joseph. You remember what the angel said? We just read it. Fear not. Fear not. Sometimes things that strike fear in our heart. Have you ever had it happen and the Lord come and say it's going to be okay? You'd be nervous to death about having a nervous breakdown, about to lose it. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way is up. And somehow in the midnight hour, the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and says, peace be still. It's going to be okay. I like the way Joseph believed what the Lord said, the angel of the Lord. He didn't stutter. He didn't back up. He did exactly what God said. Amen. It was a dream that brought peace. Man, I don't know who you are or how you live, but there's things in this world that scare me today. There's things in this world that I'm absolutely afraid of. Things that are going on in our world that I'm afraid of. But I'm glad even when things are crazy and things are upside down and things going in a wrong direction or whatever the case may be, hey, I'm telling you, when it looks bad, we've got a God that's bigger than anything that can be bad. And I'm glad we've got a God that can come to us tonight, keep us from losing our mind and say, hey, fear not. Fear not. We have nothing to be afraid of. There's one thing we ought to fear, and that's God himself.
Right.
Amen. I'm not afraid of the government.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of Islam.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you, there's days I worry about it. Man, when they start doing these mass killings and all this stuff, and now you see it happening all over, not just America, but all over the world, you're thinking, oh no, oh no. But somewhere in the midst of it all, Jesus steps in.
Amen.
He says, fear not.
Amen.
You know, I got it under control. I believe everything's right on schedule.
Hallelujah.
I don't think nothing's taking me by surprise.
That's right.
It's amazing. Somebody said the other day, I was listening on the radio, that the one of the highest rate, times rate of suicide is the holidays. Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. People have no peace in the heart. The devil slips in and crawls up in their mind and tells them they got nothing to live for. I'm here to tell you I got something to live for.
Amen.
I got the peace of God in my heart which passes all understanding. It was a dream that brought peace. But look at chapter number 2. Chapter number 2. Chapter number 2 and verse number 13. Chapter 2 and verse number 13. They're fleeing away to Egypt. And in verse number 13, the Bible said, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek to the young child to destroy him. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Had it not been for that dream, Jesus would have been murdered with all the other baby boys. But God came with the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream and gave him a dream, not of just peace, but one of protection.
Right. Amen.
God didn't send him in this world to die as a baby.
Amen.
He sent him in this world to die as a 33 and a half year old man.
Yeah.
And God came to Joseph in a dream, and it was a dream of protection. I'm glad God knew how to get that baby from the stable. The Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. You think this world's big and powerful. Herod was a powerful man.
Amen.
Herod could have anything done Herod wanted done. He had the authority. But it wasn't above God. And God had the ability to hide that child from Herod. Even when Herod sent out men to go and find him, God had the ability to send them home another way.
Amen.
I'm glad God didn't just give peace through the baby, but God gave protection.
Amen.
Thank God for his protection.
Ooh,
wonder how much he's protected us from. Wonder how much he's protected us from. I was coming to church tonight, coming down 61. I was just about to get to that blessing of a three-way stop. I don't think it's fair. This is just a side note that the Mirror Lake subdivision gets a red light and Highway 61 don't. But I was about to get to that place and I was preparing to slow down because I could see brake lights up ahead. And I looked up and the car coming toward me crossed the line, swerved, probably texted. And I tapped my brakes and they jerked it back. You know, everything's fine. But it could have went the other way. Just as easily. They could have not realized they crossed the line. And I could have not realized they crossed the line and hit head on. No telling what God's protected us from. There's no telling if the illness he's protected us from. I thought about that the other day. As many hospitals as I've been in, you know what's in hospitals? Sick people.
Yeah.
I've been in rooms where the patient had staph infection and that's highly contagious. And I've been around all kinds of stuff and God's protected me from that.
Yeah.
I've been on airplanes where the Lord only knows what.
Yeah.
Some people get on them airplanes and they wear a mask.
Yeah.
And I don't hardly blame him.
Right.
The Lord's protected us from a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's protected us from some heartache,
yeah.
From some hard times. Amen.
Yeah.
I could be like one of those men that Brother Robbie, by the way, is going to the rescue mission on Friday night. We're here at 6 o'clock. I could be just like one of them men down there.
Yes,
homeless.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping under a bridge.
That's right, from God.
Willing to listen to a loudmouth preacher just to get a meal in the van. That's one thing I like about the mission. They don't let them stay if they don't come and preach it. Amen. That's a prerequisite. They have to hear the gospel. He had a dream that brought peace. He had a dream that supplied protection. Look at Matthew chapter number 2 and verse number 19. Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. It was a dream that gave Joseph peace about not putting away his wife. It was a dream that supplied protection for the baby Jesus. But not only that, it was a dream that gave promise. It was a dream that gave promise. It's okay, Joseph. The coast is clear. Have you ever had the Lord give you the green light? Something you wanted to do a long time ago, and it seemed like the Lord never would let you do it. Then all of a sudden, one day, you opened the door and said, okay, it's all right now.
Amen.
You may know what the will of the Lord is for your life, but you may not be ready for it. I'm glad the Lord had a way of letting Joseph know. Every time the angel of the Lord comes to Joseph in a dream and tells him, it's okay. It's okay. Aren't you glad Joseph was obedient?
Amen.
It was a dream that brought peace. It was a dream that supplied protection. It was a dream that gave promise. I like this one. Matthew chapter number 2 and verse 22. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 22. But when he had heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. It was a dream that brought peace. It was a dream that supplied protection. It was a dream that gave great promise. And it was a dream that provided placement. Joseph was guided back to Nazareth due to the dream. But what's important about that? I'm done. What's important about that? It fulfilled the prophecy.
Amen.
It fulfilled the prophecy. If it had not been for this dream, things wouldn't have lined up.
That's right.
I'm glad the earthly father of our Lord and Savior was a little bit of a dream, aren't you? Amen. Thank God for the dreams. Thank God for the dreams that He's given me. Thank God for the dreams that have come true.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for Joseph to obey. Much like Joseph in the Old Testament. God gave Joseph dreams. He interpreted them. Got him in trouble sometimes. Got him in trouble. But it put him on the throne in the end, didn't it?
Amen.
Dreams may have led Jesus to trouble, but it put him on the throne in the end.
Yeah.
He'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Amen.
As long as it's been since you ask the average high school student, what are you going to do when you graduate? They don't even give you an answer. They go, boom. They go, scooby-doo. They don't even say, I don't know. They don't even give it no thought. They don't have a dream about something. I was, forgot where we was at. I believe it was when Brother Robert Dunlop's daddy died. Or his mother, one of the two. And Ronnie, his older brother, Ronnie was several years ahead of me in school. And but we rode the same bus in the afternoon from New Georgia Elementary. He would ride the bus from the junior high to high school, whatever. We'd get on the bus together to Georgia. And he said something at that funeral that I never even thought about. He said, I remember you jumping on that bus like a little wild Indian. He said, I remember one day you jumped up the seat in front of me and you turned around and you said, hey, I'm going to be a preacher one day.
Amen.
As long years went by, I forgot about that. And even as a little boy, says, my God put in my heart.
Amen. Yeah.
I got the dream.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
It comes true.
Amen. Amen.